jazz, but also blues folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m. Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. And hey, this is the first new show for 2026. I hope folks enjoyed their Christmas break, and I hope you got a chance to listen to my replaying over the past 3 weeks, while I took a bit of a break, of the Carnegie Hall series I did almost exactly a year ago, based on music recorded at or performed at Carnegie Hall, pretty much all in the jazz genre. Well, there were a couple of exceptions. And it was great rerunning that, but it is definitely time for some new music, and it has been a weird winter so far, hasn't it? We've had snow, we've had melt, we've had above zero temperatures, and then the next day 25 below. I'm feeling the chill already, and I thought it would be nice to have something a little sunny and tropical to start the new year. So we are going to go for most of today's show to a Caribbean locale that I have never been to, but hope to someday, and that is the Dominican Republic, which, like many Caribbean nations, has a great deal of jazz. And I wasn't all that familiar with Dominican music before recently, and I've come to it a little bit accidentally through a family connection, in that back in November we celebrated the wedding of my youngest child, who is now the partner and husband of a lovely young woman from the Dominican Republic. Both of them live now in Edmonton, and I thought I'd ask the two of them for some suggestions, in particular my new daughter-in-law, Lynette, for some of her favorite music from her homeland in the DR. So that's what we're going to do. And we'll begin with, in essence, the grand old man of Dominican jazz, and that is Guillo Carias. And Guillo Carias was a trumpeter, pianist, composer, and educator who had a very big influence on Dominican music. He won the Dominican Republic's Order of Merit in 2022, just shortly before he died at the age of 85. He was in North Carolina at the time. So let's give a listen to Guillo Carias and a piano solo. The whole album is called Guillo Carias Piano Solo. Here is Giannanita. Thank you. Guido Carius and Giannanita. We will go now to a very different bit of Dominican jazz, and it's an album called Dominican Bossa. And why it's quite different is that it is the work principally of the Dominican music producer Antonio Gonzalez. And Antonio Gonzalez has taken a whole bunch of very distinctive Dominican music and redone it with a Brazilian bossa nova styling. Now, Latin jazz sometimes gets dumped into the same large category, and I think I've probably been as guilty of this as the next person, but of course, every country's got its own very distinctive version, and Cuban jazz is not the same as Brazilian, or for that matter, Haitian or Dominican. For example, there is a very distinctive form of Dominican jazz called the merengue, which is different again from the merengue in neighboring Haiti. And we're going to hear now this Dominican Bossa album, which features also the dance music writer Luis Armando. So here's Dominican Bossa with De Tu Boca.
Si en mis sueños no te encuentro, este amor que llevo dentro no se tiñe, no se borra. ¿Y qué importa que ahora vive en tu cintura como ola así? Recorro el mar de tu cuerpo. ¿Y qué importa si al final ocupas todo y me entrego a tu simiente y te entregas como siempre? De tu voz como siempre.
That was Dominican Bossa, and the track was entitled De Tu Boca, featuring Luis Armando. Now, I began the show talking about Guil Carias, the late, great pianist who was a really formative influence on contemporary Dominican jazz. And one of his many achievements was getting together with the American jazz composer who is Stephen Anderson. And Stephen Anderson made a number of trips to the DR. And in 2014, he performed with Guil Carias, who was then still alive, for the 2014 Jazzomania Jazz Festival in Santo Domingo. Now, the concert went extremely well, and the drummer for the group, Guy Frometa, who, if we can squeeze him on today, we'll have a track from him, too, later today, invited Stephen Anderson to come back to Santo Domingo and perform with him a few months later. And in turn, Anderson, on that visit, met a nationally renowned tenor saxophonist, Sandy Gabriel. And the result is a group entitled the Dominican Jazz Project that released their first CD, self-titled, in 2016. And it's a very interesting album. It had the David Almangod, the percussionist, Dominican percussionist, join the group. It's won all sorts of awards. And I thought I'd just give it a play now. So let's listen to the Dominican Jazz Project from that self-titled album. Here is Zona Colonial. Thank you. That was the Dominican Jazz Project and Zona Colonial. Let's finish up the first half of today's Dark Glasses with something a little bit different. Still a choice of my new daughter-in-law, Lynette Castillo Rodriguez, who hails from the Dominican Republic, but in this case, Spanish and also not jazz. And this is a synth-pop group from Spain called Mecano, and they released an album called Entre el Cielo y el Suelo. I apologize for my lousy Spanish accent. We're going to give a listen to Mecano playing Hijo de la Luna. After that, we will take a short usual break for some PSAs, and I'll be back after that with the second part of the show. You're listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. And here's Mecano and Hijo de la Luna.
Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771. With the colder months coming up, we're all using more natural gas in our homes. While it's a reliable and safe energy source, it's super important to keep safety in mind. If you smell something weird, like rotten eggs, it might mean that there's a gas leak. Act fast. Leave the area and call your natural gas provider. Also, don't forget about carbon monoxide. It's odorless and invisible, so make sure you have a working CO2 alarm in your home. Keep your natural gas appliances maintained with annual inspection from a licensed technician to keep your home and family safe this season. For more safety tips, visit utilitieskingston.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRSC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Today's is the first new episode of 2026. And we're focusing primarily on Latin jazz and specifically Dominican jazz, the occasion being my son's wedding in November to a lovely young woman from the Dominican Republic, Lynette. And I asked Lynette and David, my son, for some musical choices emphasizing Dominican music. And they came back with a whole bunch and a couple of other items that are not Dominican, but I'm going to put them on anyway, time allowing. Now, the piano world in the Dominican Republic has spawned, among other people, Guido Carias, who has come up a couple of times on today's program, but also a younger artist, not young, he's in his 70s now, named Michel Camillo, who started off as a classically trained pianist, but soon converted to jazz. He was much influenced by bebop, by artists of a slightly older generation, such as Keith Jarrett and Herbie Hancock, and he liked ragtime music, including Scott Joplin. He got a break internationally when he moved to New York, and found himself in Montreal at the Montreal Jazz Festival in 1983, and Tito Puente, the great Puerto Rican band leader, was supposed to perform, and his pianist couldn't show up for some reason. And just on the spur of the moment, Michel Camillo happened to be there, and Tito put him on stage without actually even hearing him first, and then actually gave him a place in the band, not in Tito's band, but in the band of Paquito de Rivera, a Cuban musician who happened to be in the audience. That is how breaks are made in the music and performing arts world. Camillo has never looked back. In 1985, he debuted with his own trio in Carnegie Hall. He's toured Europe with Paquito de Rivera's quintet. And his very first album, Why Not, came out under a Japanese label, King. So let us hear from this great Dominican musician, Michel Camillo, from his album Through My Eyes. Here is his version of a classic by another artist who was a big influence on him, and that is Horace Silver. And the song is called Song for My Father. Horace Silver's version is, of course, very well known, and the opening riff was used by Steely Dan, famously, for their 1974 hit, Ricky Don't Lose That Number. So, Michel Camillo and Song for My Father. Thank you. Michel Camillo and his version of the Horace Silver classic Song for My Father. Earlier in the show, I mentioned a percussionist called Guy Frometa, who is also a Dominican, and Guy played with the Dominican Jazz Project that we played in the first half of the show. And he was born in 1964, and like most Dominican musicians, most Caribbean musicians, he has spent some time in the States, training there with elder musicians. He, however, has returned to the Dominican Republic. He returned there actually quite some time ago in the late 90s, after about 8 years at the Manhattan School of Music, which he did a 10-week program at, and ended up taking instead after that a bunch of private instruction from teachers such as Zach Danziger, Sam Mulano, and a few others. Again, he returned to Santo Domingo in 1996, but he travels widely and performs at jazz festivals around the world, including in Canada. He has been nominated for Grammys and Latin Grammys several times for different projects. And since 2007, he's been directing the Dominican Republic's Percussion Festival. So let's give a listen to Guy Frometa with an album called Live at NQ in 2003. Here's a track simply entitled Shorter. That was Dominican drummer Guy Frometa, and that came from his album Live at NQ 2003. The track is called Shorter, which I'm going to assume is a tribute to Wayne Shorter, the great saxophonist. Now, speaking of saxophone, an artist I didn't discover through my daughter-in-law and son, but is from the Dominican Republic, is Mario Rivera. Mario Rivera died in 2007. He was born in 1939. So he's more or less the same generation of musicians as Guido Carreas, with whom I began the program, except it's a lot harder to find music by the saxophonist Mario Rivera, because although he was a multi-instrumentalist, he played trumpet, flute, piano, vibes, congas, and drums. I mean, wow. And spent a lot of time with various other artists in the U.S. and elsewhere, including Pete Tito Puente and Dizzy Gillespie. He didn't actually release a whole lot on his own. One album called El Comandante de Merengue, which I was not able to find from my usual sources. So I'm going to go to a bit of backup he did for Dizzy Gillespie on an album that came out from the Pablo label in 1976, Afro-Cuban Jazz Moods. So here's Dizzy Gillespie with Mario Rivera, and the track is entitled Three Afro-Cuban Jazz Moods, Part 3, Exuberante. Thank you. Dizzy Gillespie and Afro-Cuban Jazz Moods. The track was the third movement from that, called Exuberante. And I put it on because in the background you can hear, if you really listen, the Dominican saxophonist Mario Rivera. And that will do it for today's program of pretty much all Dominican music, primarily jazz. And as I said, I did this in part a little bit of a tribute to my new daughter-in-law, Lynette, who married my son David in November. And Lynette gave me some great suggestions for some Dominican music, and I hadn't actually played any specifically Dominican music on this program before. So thank you, Lynette and David. That will do it for today's program. There is lots coming up over the next couple of months. In February, once the Juno nominations are finally announced, we'll have our annual profile of the nominees in the various jazz and blues categories. I will have at some point my interview with Canadian band leader and saxophonist Darcy Heppner. I did do the interview over the holidays, but I need a little bit of time to do some editing work on that, so we'll get that in there. So it is now the middle of January. It is very cold out most days, so I'll leave you with my usual sign-off. This is Daniel Wolf on Dark Glasses on CFRC. Till next time, bundle up, keep warm, and stay safe.
My security as she's in control of me. KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on Metal Fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Casador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with The Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theatre on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus.